With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some top Trump administration officials have paid a visit to a leading sanctuary city, stopping in Chicago for an up-close look at the long-awaited enforcement of federal immigration law.
Border Czar Tom Homan and the acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove observed immigration agents from DHS and other departments. Few details of the operation were immediately made public, including the exact number of arrests in the Windy City. Overall, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it made 956 arrests nationwide on Sunday and 286 on Saturday. While some of the operations may not have been unusual, ICE averaged 311 daily arrests during the fiscal year that ended September 30th, 2024. George Williams reporting.
Following a disagreement with President Trump, Colombia's president has agreed to take back its citizens who came to the U.S. illegally. When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying Colombians from the U.S. over the weekend, Mr. Trump retaliated, announcing an immediate tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions, and that did the trick. Also at SRNNews.com, another Trump nominee may be confirmed by day's end. The Senate expected to vote later today on Scott Bessin, Mr. Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary. Fed policymakers meet this week amid growing pressure from President Trump.
Over the past few days, the president has demanded lower interest rates, and he told reporters that he expects the Fed to listen to him.
I think I know interest rates much better than they do. No, I'm guided by them very much, but if I disagree, I will let it be known.
However, the U.S. Central Bank is widely expected to leave its benchmark borrowing rate unchanged this week after cutting it at three straight meetings to close it out last year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down 274. This is SRN News. Another poll about transgenderism.
This one comes from the New York Times and Ipsos, and it reveals that 49% of Americans believe that society has gone too far in accommodating people who are trying to live as the opposite sex. 21% think we haven't gone far enough. When it comes to men playing against women in sports, 79% say no, and that includes majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. 71% say no to puberty-blocking drugs for children.
SRN's Michael Harrington. As America turns against the LGBT agenda, Hollywood is doubling down. The movie industry is lined up behind Emilia Perez, a Netflix musical about transgenderism, granting it 13 Oscar nominations, the most of any film this year. Emilia Perez is up for Best Picture and Best Actress for Carlos Sofia Gascon, a man who's living as a woman. He's the first transgender actor ever to be given an Oscar nomination. This is SRN News. President Trump continuing to roll back the previous administration's woke agenda, this time targeting so-called environmental justice.
President Trump eliminated the Justice 40 initiative the Biden administration created, which required 40% of the benefits from certain environmental programs to go to hard-hit communities. He disbanded a team of White House advisors who focused on the issue. It's part of a spate of early executive orders that align with Trump's campaign pledge to slash regulations and eliminate an emphasis on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The new administration actions end a short-lived federal embrace of environmental justice.
And that's correspondent Bernie Bennett. An asset manager seeking to quash Nippon Steel's takeover of U.S. Steel and oust the leadership of the American steelmaker after taking a stake in the company. And Cora says today it is opposed to U.S. Steel's agreement with Nippon. Earlier this month, they filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block the merger. More details, SRNNews.com.